23 Bishop's Dome Road, located in the beautiful community of Las Campanas, just minutes from downtown Santa Fe. Join radio host Ray Post, his Sotheby's International Realty colleagues Ann and Alan Vorenberg, and other guests for interesting conversation and refreshments, as well as a tour of this striking contemporary residence featuring beautiful western views. From maple cabinetry, polished flagstone counters, plaster walls, four fireplaces, and air conditioning, this one-level home offers luxury and comfort. Sited on more than 2 acres of land, this two-bedroom home has Rastra construction, customized oversized steel windows, low-voltage lighting, and terrific outdoor entertainment areas featuring a built-in grill and wood oven. For information, call 470-3118. That's 470-3118. And join us at noon today at 23 Bishop's Dome Road in Las Campanas for all things real estate.
Talk 1260 KTRC.
It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live listener interactive real estate radio show. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
There and welcome to a very special remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and I invite all of you to join us today at 23 Bishop's Dome Road, a striking contemporary two-bedroom home with fabulous mountain views and located in the beautiful community of Las Campanas. Simply take the Las Campanas exit off of Route 599, follow the road around until it becomes Las Campanas Drive, make a right turn on Wild Horse, come through the gate, and then make a left on Bishop's Dome Road and follow it right to number 23. And when you get here, you'll be able to tour this custom home, grab some food and refreshments, and also enjoy all the real estate commentary offered by my special guests. So come on over to 23 Bishop's Dome Road, located in beautiful Las Campanas, just a short drive from the Santa Fe Plaza. Joining me in a few minutes is one of my co-hosts today, the well-regarded Sotheby's International Realty broker, Alan Vorenberg, whose property serves as the backdrop for our remote broadcast. And providing her ever thoughtful and effervescent commentary is my other co-host, Kathy Roberts, chairman and CEO of one of the city's finest institutions, Santa Fe Trust.
Hey,
great.
Ray.
Well, great to have you back on the show, Kathy.
I'm glad to be here. Just came back out of the Pacific Northwest, so this is beautiful to get back to the sun.
It is, and probably a little bit warmer.
A little bit warmer.
Yeah. Well, in a few minutes, Alan, Kathy, and I will talk about the features of this exceptional property, again, here at 23 Bishop's Dome Road. I also invite you to go to our website to see all the businesses who are fans of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services. Simply go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com. And one of these companies, Santa Fe Vacation Rentals, LLC, offers some very highly useful counsel when it comes to finding that perfect place to rent in our fair city. So for more information, call Donna Jones-White at 505-982-3966 or go again to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com, and discover how Santa Fe Vacation Rentals can be of assistance. Now, before we get going with the show, I want to remind you that now on each Sunday, All Things Real Estate can be heard live on the Internet. From your computer or web-enabled device, you can simply go to santafe.com on any given Sunday at noon. Again, that's at Mountain Standard Time. Click on the 1260 KTRC logo and then hit the Stream Live button. After each show, you can also see videos of our program, whether we are in the studio or doing a remote broadcast. Again, from your computer or web-enabled device, go to santafe.com, then click on over to the video section. And under the 1260 KTRC logo, you'll see past broadcasts of All Things Real Estate. So with Gino Thompson, my producer, back at the KTRC studio, and Braden and Nick, my very able technicians here at 23 Bishop's Dome Road, I want to kick things off by introducing Ron Blessy, who is the broker owner of Home Buyers Mortgage, for this week's installment of a new feature that we call the Home Buyers Mortgage Handbook. Welcome to the show, Ron. How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you very much for having me again.
We're going to be doing it every week, and I think today the chapter of the mortgage handbook that you're going to be offering to the listeners deals with jumbo loans. So people have heard about those, they've used them, but why don't you refresh everybody's memories what that, jumbo loans are all about?
Well, a jumbo mortgage is any loan amount over $417,000. Anything below that's a conforming loan. And then within the last 12 months, there's been a real flurry of activity back into the jumbo arena by investors. Over the last 3 years, with the advent of some of the investment houses that folded as a result of the financial crisis, jumbo money in some cases almost dried up completely. So now, with several high-profile and lower-profile investors being back in the market, there are some very, very attractive jumbo programs, which would be very apropos for a property such as this.
Uh-huh.
And most of what's happening now is we're seeing jumbo rates at anywhere from a quarter to a half a point higher than conforming loan rates, which is a far cry better than it was 2 years ago. And it's generally, the people that we see that apply for these types of mortgages are highly, highly qualified individuals.
Right. Well, and that's an excellent summary. And so this particular property, again, here at 23 Bishop's Dome Road, if someone was able to qualify for a mortgage, a jumbo loan would be the perfect instrument to use to purchase this house, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. Are you seeing, again, you said that they're becoming more prevalent again or more available in the market, so are you seeing a lot of people re-entering the jumbo loan arena?
I am. It's interesting here in Santa Fe how, unlike certain metro areas around the country, we have a lot of people moving in to retire or second home people. And generally, in a community such as Las Campanas, those people are highly qualified individuals and are in need of loans greater than $417,000.
Right.
So we do see quite a bit of that now.
And they're then looking at the home as an investment anyway.
Exactly.
So.
And at these rates, you can't go wrong.
Yeah. Really. Ron Blessy, we've got Chapter 2 today. Chapter 1 was last week about how you can qualify for a loan. Today it's about jumbo loans. And we're going to have you come back later on the show and maybe drill down a little bit on this particular issue. So, again, Ron Blessy, the broker owner of Homebuyers Mortgage, offering Chapter 2 of the Consumer's Mortgage Handbook. Thanks a lot for being on the show today, Ron.
Thank you.
And thanks for bringing all the food, too.
Oh, you're welcome. Come and eat.
Okay, very good. We invite everybody to do exactly what Mr. Blessy is saying you should do, and that's to come right out here to 23 Bishop's Dome Road, this beautiful and striking contemporary home. With that introduction, I want to bring in my colleague from Sotheby's International Realty, Alan Vorenberg, who is the very well-regarded broker here in Santa Fe, well-known. He and his wife, Ann, have been in, actually in this neck of the woods for many, many years, have been dealing with Las Campanas properties for many, many years as well. Alan, delighted to have you on the show today. Thanks a lot for letting us do the show today from this beautiful property.
Thank you, Ray. My pleasure. Thanks for being here.
Well, why don't we do this with Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust. We're going to walk through sort of the ABCs of 23 Bishop's Dome Road. Pretend for a moment, Alan, that you're doing your regular open house shtick, and the buyer who's going to give you an offer today just walked through the door. What are you going to tell him or her?
Well, we have a beautiful setting here in Las Campanas. It's a wonderful lot, over 2 acres, very private, very quiet, has great views out to the Hemis Mountains, and on it is a wonderfully constructed 3,300-square-foot home built of Rostra block. It's about a 10-year-old home. It is a Santa Fe contemporary, soft contemporary, I would call it. It has lots of light. It's a two-bedroom home with a den or office space. The master bedroom is lovely with a fireplace. It has a fantastic, luxurious master bath with a Kohler spa shower, a 34-inch deep jetted tub, views to the outside, and, in fact, a door to the outside. It has a off of that, a glass-enclosed sitting area or exercise area. The living spaces of the home are very bright, lots of windows. They're low-E steel windows. The house has many great features, lots of upgrades, low voltage lighting. It has it's wired for sound throughout with a monster cable. It's got a great kitchen. He is a chef, the owner of the house. Has recently married and moved on. That's the reason for the sale of the house.
Uh-huh.
The kitchen, though, is he's a chef, so it's a great chef's kitchen. It has a six-burner Thermador grill and six-burner range top with two ovens and convection. There's a Bosch dishwasher and wine fridge, big refrigerator. The casual dining area off the kitchen is really lovely. It's all glass enclosed, just brings the inside. Brings the outside in. House has a great feel.
It does. And, Kathy Roberts, you've done a lot of these open houses with me. You've been at a number of properties that other Sotheby International Realty brokers have had. But this has got a right up there at the top, doesn't it?
Oh, it's beautiful. And you didn't mention that waterfall in the bathroom, in the master bath, that beautiful waterfall. And there's plenty of closet space. Every woman is always looking for a place where, you know, there's enough room for all my clothes. I can put them in one house here.
Right, it has his and her closets, two very large closets, yes, and the waterfall in the spa shower is great. The house has beautiful flagstone counters or polished flagstone counters throughout, solid maple cabinetry. It does have air conditioning. It's got water softening and reverse osmosis, a security system. There's a great built-in Lynx outdoor grill and wood oven if you want to cook your pizzas outside. It's got a two-year-old foam roof. Lots of nice features on this house, four fireplaces in total.
And I don't know if you've mentioned it yet, and with all of those amenities and all those features, the most extraordinary thing is the price on this property, Alan, isn't it?
Absolutely it is. The price has been recently reduced to $750,000, which I think is a great value on this house, 3,300 square feet. That represents about $227 a foot in Las Campanas, where our average sale price now is about $265.
Yeah.
Though, as everyone knows, the market has been difficult, so we've been aggressive with price, and I think now have a price on it that is very attractive.
Well, we invite everybody to come on out here to 23 Bishop's Dome Road, take this tour of this very striking contemporary home that Alan Vorenberg and his wife Ann Vorenberg are listing for sale. Actually enjoy some beverages and food that Mr. Ron Blessy has brought today. Get the excellent commentary of the CEO and chairman of Santa Fe Trust, Kathy Roberts, and in a few minutes we're going to have our other good friend, Annie O'Carroll, who is nodding her head in agreement concerning the price of this property. For those listeners out there, though we're videotaping this today, take my word for it, Annie was saying, yes, that is a great price. Anyway, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our commentary. Please join us again, 23 Bishop's Dome Road, very easy to get to. Just come on into Las Campanas, follow the Sotheby International Realty signs. We will see you in a minute.
This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and I want to tell you about the very special Canyon Ridge community located in Chama, New Mexico. Situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking mountain views, Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites, ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each home site offers access to recreational options including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking, as well as equestrian facilities. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and amenities, Canyon Ridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to discovercanyonridge.com or call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900. That's 505-989-8900. Discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home community.
An ordinary sunny day. An ordinary family's living room filled with an ordinary bunch of kids. And they were doing nothing. They were couch slouching. They were rug imitating. And lazy minute after lazy minute was passing them by. When suddenly...
Huh?
Hey, guys, that's a personal foul. Inactive activity on a sunny day.
Coming to the rescue was NFL running back Reggie Bush.
Players on your lazy penalties. Let's play.
Those kids, they listened to Reggie. They got up and play they did. There was fun and running. There were smiles and jumping. And laziness was crushed.
Hey, kids, Don't get a lazy penalty.
Kids, listen to Reggie and avoid lazy penalties. Be a player. Get up and play for an hour a day. Go online to check out smallstep.gov for fun playtime ideas.
So you can be a player, too.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Be a player.
Talk 1260 KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. We are doing a live remote broadcast today from 23 Bishop's Dome Road. And I'm waving actually to my technicians, Nick and Braden. Hey guys, can you, they're in the next room and there's a time delay here so they haven't heard me yet. I'm waiting for Nick's eyes to come up and look at mine.
Nope. They're beautiful
okay.
eyes, right?
Yeah. His or mine? I was just going to tell him that the poster on the front of the table here came down, but that's all right. Anyway, welcome back to this live remote broadcast. You can tell it is a live show for sure. We are today at this beautiful, striking, contemporary property, 23 Bishop's Dome Road here in Las Campanas. Simply take Las Campanas Drive, make a right on Wild Horse, come through the gate, make a left on Bishop's Dome Road, and then come on down to number 23. We've got food today and a fabulous tour of this property and great commentary from a number of folks who I will be reintroducing in a moment. Before we go back into the show, I want to tell you about Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, which specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Now, Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management with the aim that quality of life and work and the value of their clients' investment is actually improved. For more information, call Tom Simon of Westgate Properties at 995-3134. Again, that's 995-3134, and learn more about the services of this well-regarded commercial property and homeowner association management company. I now want to reintroduce Kathy Roberts, the chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust. I want to remind everyone that Santa Fe Trust, with hundreds of clients throughout the U.S., is a privately owned, fully independent trust company that was chartered in New Mexico in 1997. The company offers a full range of trust-related services and products. Okay, Kathy, again, for your beautiful eyes, looking around this property, we all have beautiful eyes today. What's your give me your impression of this striking contemporary home?
Well, it is absolutely a very, very beautiful home in a great situation as far as the setting. And when you're just driving out here, I'm thinking, okay, I got to trade this in for a soft top or something, because when you're driving up, you're like, the views are just gorgeous, and then the house itself. All the glass, all the light is fabulous.
Yeah. And, Ron, I didn't give you a chance. Ron Blessy, the broker-owner of Home Buyers Mortgage, who is doing his regular, at the front of the show, Home Buyers Mortgage Handbook segment, which that was a great sort of title for that segment. I like it a lot.
I think people can certainly consult it if they have any mortgage questions.
Yeah, absolutely. And, by the way, I should remind everyone that if they want to get a hold of Ron Blessy, go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com, and look for the home buyer's mortgage logo. Click on it, and you can email a message right to Ron Blessy. He's soon going to be putting up a brand-new website, which we're excited about. Haven't seen it yet. I'm excited in anticipation, I should say. So anyway, Ron, your view of this property, and then we're going to talk a little more substance.
Well, if I had to use two adjectives to describe this house, I would say contemporary elegance. I'm really kind of taken in by the fact that when you walk in this house, you feel like you're outside because there's just massive amounts of glass here. And you have these fabulous views, and you just seem to have a knack for picking these fabulous places to have these remotes.
Well, you know what? That's very kind of you. It has nothing to do with me. It's all about the quality of the listings that my colleagues at Sotheby's International Realty offer for sale. And those brokers, and quite a few of them, as you know, Ron, we've done over 30 remote broadcasts since last year. I think I can say this, going through my mind, the Rolodex of properties, there was not one weak link. I mean, they're all so unusual and unique in their own regard, and this one today is certainly in that category. Well, let's shift gears and sort of do a little roundtable here with Kathy Roberts, the CEO of Santa Fe Trust. Kathy and I have talked on previous shows, Ron, about a number of trust-related real estate investment vehicles that Santa Fe Trust administers. Any one of the myriad products you want to talk about today, Kathy?
You know, Ray, I've always looked at real estate in my early life as just a place to live, but now I do look at it more as an investment. And I think there are a variety of places that you could place your real estate, like the qualified personal real estate trust that we've talked about before. When you have more than one property and you want a plan for the future, this house in particular would be great for entertaining. So you might buy it both as a vacation place and as a place that you rent out to others. Placing it in that kind of trust would be an ideal situation for someone.
Well, there's a strategy. Alan Vorenberg is around here. I know he's behind me. There's a strategy for another buyer who comes here today. We, of course, would encourage someone to live here full-time, but maybe as an entertainment investment strategy could
Absolutely.
Be another way of doing it, and
Absolutely.
Certainly from your standpoint. What else?
The other things that people are calling about lately is as they get to the point where they're going to place that real estate into the hands of a child or someone else that is maybe starting out life, they're placing those vehicles inside their trust so they can put the mortgage in the trust if they so desire.
You know, I'm wondering, Ron Blessy, again, of Home Buyers Mortgage, you deal with a lot of clients, have for many years, a lot of people who, and as Kathy Roberts points out, you don't need to be a multimillionaire to have a trust. So, but you've probably dealt with a fair number of clients who have had trusts and real estate was part of their strategy. Is that the case?
I have, and trusts certainly are the way to go for those who want to put their assets into a vehicle for tax benefits
yes.
and for protection as well. And I see quite a few people that do that, and I think it's a great way to go. And it's certainly acceptable. Borrowers cannot borrow in the name of a trust, but they can certainly put the property in a trust after they buy it,
uh-huh.
and that's certainly acceptable to the lender. And it's a great way to protect one's assets.
Uh-huh. Sure. Well, see, I always try to have these matches here on all things real estate between our different corporate supporters, and perhaps there's a way that you guys can collaborate down the road with the clients
Absolutely.
That you have.
Absolutely.
You know, that's what it's all about in this economy. We're always looking for ways to collaborate. And in a few minutes, I'm going to have Annie O'Carroll of Annie O'Carroll Interior Design on the show, and she can talk about how she can collaborate as well with us. One other thing that is big news, still big news, and probably will be for a long time, Kathy Roberts, is your new South Dakota affiliation. Talk
That's
about
right.
that for a moment.
We have opened our office in South Dakota where we have the opportunity for the trust to go on forever. There's no rule against there's no common law against perpetual trust in South Dakota, which means, dependent on your wealth, you can have a generation skipping, plan for the grandchildren and beyond, and leave that item in trust for a very, very long time,
uh-huh.
plan for education, those kinds of things.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, if you're looking at something that would be a great investment like this property today, at this price, you'd buy this, have a great entertaining house for a few years, maybe put it on the market again, place that money back into the trust. It's just a fabulous opportunity.
Well, it is. And again, with that sort of lead-in, I want to remind everyone to come and join us here for this open house today. Alan Vorenberg, my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, is hosting an open house here at 23 Bishop's Dome Road in Las Campanas. Very easy to get to. Just take the Las Campanas exit off of 599, if that's the direction you're coming from. Come on down on Las Campanas Drive, make a right on Wild Horse, make a left on Bishop's Dome Road, and come to number 23. Enjoy some food and refreshments. Take a tour of this fabulous contemporary property. I tell you what, Gino Thompson, I'm a little bit early, but let's take a break. I'm going to add this minute on the other side of it. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute here on All Things Real Estate.
Stevens, a consignment gallery, Santa Fe's premier consignment service. Decorators, dealers, motion picture industries, and your source for quality furniture, antiques, art, silver, jewelry, and estate items. From the funky to the formal, Stevens has what it is that you want. Because new inventory arrives daily, it's likely that Stevens will have that special piece or that functional furnishing that you want. Stevens also offers timely appraisal services, as well as estate and house sales. For over 26 years, Stevens has served the Santa Fe community with trust, integrity, and honesty in all their dealings with their customers. So if you're looking to purchase or are looking to sell, Stevens, a consignment gallery, is your best bet for a successful and pleasant experience. Pickup and delivery are available. Stevens, a consignment gallery, 2701 Cerrillos Road, 471-0802. Open daily from 10 to 5.
Some teens have trouble just making it to graduation.
So we're at this shelter for battered women right now, but as of right now, I'm pretty much homeless. It's really hard just especially the fact that I don't know where I'm going to go home to every day after school.
I ran away myself because, you know, I just want to leave all the problems away.
It's a lot going on at home. There's 10 people that live in the house with me, and sometimes I don't even have time to do a homework or study or anything for a test. So it gets very hectic.
But then I found out, face your fears. Like, just face them. Because if you keep running away, it's going to come worse. Like, it's going to be worse and worse. So just face it.
Even though we have different stories, it's like, it's good that we can all come together and have one thing in common. And that's, like, to want to graduate. I might not walk. I might skip hop. I might cartwheel across the stage.
Give Kiara, Danny, and Rebecca the boost they need to graduate. Go to boostup.org and send them a message in your own words. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from 23 Bishop's Dome Road in the beautiful community of Las Campanas. We invite you to come on over here and join us for a tour of this very striking, very elegant contemporary home with these fabulous western views. We've got some refreshments and food. We have excellent commentary from a variety of folks. So I can't imagine any reason why anyone would not want to be here. The rain is holding off. We did some dancing earlier to have the clouds stay away just for another few hours. So Alan Vorenberg, my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, can have a very precipitation-free open house, and then we want it to rain like crazy because we need the rain so badly. Anyway, before we get back into the show, I want to remind you that not only can you tune in each Sunday and hear all things real estate, but you never have to miss a broadcast if you're out of town because the program is streamed on the Internet from your computer or web-enabled device. Simply go to SantaFe.com on any Sunday at noon, Mountain Standard Time, click on the 1260 KTRC logo, and then hit the Stream Live button. And after each show, you can also see videos of our program, whether they are in the studio or at a remote broadcast, as we are today here at 23 Bishop's Dome Road. Again, from your computer or web-enabled device, go to SantaFe.com, then click over to the video section, and under the 1260 KTRC logo, you'll be able to find past broadcasts of all things real estate. Sort of neat, huh, Kathy?
That is fabulous.
Well, you know what? And I know that you, because you've got, as does Annie O'Carroll, who I'm going to introduce in a second, have clients all over the country. This is great because they can tune in and listen to your melodious tones on any Sunday that you're on the show. No, seriously, but from a marketing and just from a good public relations standpoint, I think this is a fabulous enhancement that Hutton Broadcasting is giving to us.
It's absolutely great. And, you know, young people nowadays know everything about technology.
Yeah.
Malachi's in Seattle. But
yes,
he's probably, you know, punching the buttons.
I hope he is. Yeah. He just needs to go to SantaFe.com and go right to the 1260 KTRC logo, and he can stream live right over that very fancy web-enabled device he probably has. Anyway, I want to introduce the well-known interior designer, Annie O'Carroll. Hi, Annie. Welcome to the show,
as always. Thank you. Thank you, Ray.
Well, you came here a little bit early, as you always do. You're so good at doing your research. You've seen a number of homes here in Las Campanas. I've actually worked with probably countless clients here in Las Campanas. But this property here at 23 Bishop's Dome Road, it's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is. You know, the word that came to my mind is very unassuming. It's really a house that you can discover that opens up as you walk in with the views and the vistas. Has a very peaceful, tranquil feeling to it, I think. And then, coupled with the price tag, I mean, what an amazing package, great design and value.
Right.
You don't always see that, and this house certainly has both of those advantages.
Well, you don't, and just to underscore that, the price on this has been reduced to $750,000 as of recently, which, again, as Alan Vorenberg said in the opening segment of the show, is incredible price point per square foot for Las Campanas. Not only do you get to enjoy this beautiful setting out here, but then enjoy this fabulous house. And as Kathy Roberts pointed out, Annie, in an earlier segment, it could also be, if not a full-time residence, so that's what we want, it could be perhaps an investment property for someone. So lots of options here. But anyway, going through this house with your interior design eyes, what do you see?
Well, the two particular things that really stuck in my mind are that master suite, which feels like a spa. It's big, and it's got all these beautiful amenities with the fireplace and the soaking tub and the big waterfall shower and an exercise room, a little anteroom off of the master, which could be a sitting room or it could be a little office. It could be anything. It's very well thought out, I think, this house. And the other space was the nook, the kitchen nook off the kitchen, the little dining area that's got glass all around it. Uh-huh. And the views are, they're beautiful. And again, it's really a house that you have to see. I always kind of say that when we're doing a radio program, that yes, to really come out and take a look at it, because you can talk about an the amenities, the stone, the kitchen. I'm looking at the pizza oven outside, the barbecue area. There's wraparound decks, but really it's the views, and it just has a nice, intimate feeling, very livable house. And when I work with clients, I always think, where will the people really live? Where will they really hang out? What spaces feel intimate? And this house has that overall feeling. Mm-hmm. You don't have to seek out a space that feels good.
Kathy Roberts had mentioned as an investment strategy the idea of using this as an entertainment venue, but I would step back for a moment to say, just enjoy it, whether it's an investment vehicle or not, for the entertainment value.
Right.
I mean, Kathy, we could imagine having some nice Santa Fe Trust parties out here.
Oh, it's a party house.
Yeah.
It really is. And, you know, there's nothing you can do to get these skies again.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
This is just fabulous.
Just.
And it's close to the club and it's close to town. You know, it's really in a very nice location.
Well, I think we need to remind the listeners, and you opened up that door nicely, Annie, and that is that there are a lot of amenities out here in Las Campanas. You can join the club. You can, once you're a member here, and there are several different memberships available, you can play these two fabulous golf courses. You can take advantage of the equestrian club. So there are a lot of reasons to be in Las Campanas. And then on top of it, the cherry on top, is this beautiful house here, at 23 Bishop's Dome Road. One of the things I know you wanted to talk about, too, Annie, and we're going to ask Kathy to participate in this as well, is some of the special events that are going on here, summertime in Santa Fe, always more things to do than you have time for. From an interior designer standpoint, there are some interesting events that are going on that sort of tangentially touch into your area, don't they?
Well, right now the Folk Art Festival is going on, and which is really something everybody should see. It's incredible. People come from all over the world, and there's all kinds of price points of things available. There's great food. There's music. It's really become my favorite event, I think, of the year. And there's just so many things that kind of support home decor and design in Santa Fe, with the folk art, starting with folk art, and then the Spanish market that's coming up, Indian market that's coming up, and then, of course, the Parade of Homes, which is in two weekends in August, is great. So there's a lot of sort of design, aesthetic events going on. But I just want to remind people that we're so fortunate.
We are lucky in that regard
to be hosting these events.
And I'm just curious, do you maybe even just casually or informally, do you use some of these events to actually work with your clients in finding interior design items for their own houses?
Yes, I do. I love the textiles from Guatemala, so I've purchased textiles before, and I make bedding out of them or pillows out of them.
Uh-huh.
Definitely, I've done that before. And some of the ceramics, you can take a ceramic and make a lamp out of it. You know, I'm always looking for things like that, and what can I do with an object, and what's kind of if I have a textile, what can I make out of it? Pillows for a sofa, pillows for a bed, an inlay for a coverlet, you know, those kind of things. And I just love supporting the arts, and I love supporting folk art with the people that are coming from all over the world, and maybe this is what they do all year to make money.
Well, I want to give Kathy Roberts, and particularly her and her company, Santa Fe Trust, a plug here, because beginning of June we did a remote broadcast from a very well-known institution here in Santa Fe, Children and Teens, Fine Art for Children and Teens.
That's right.
It was a very successful event. And anyway, the reason I mention is that going to what you were just saying, Annie, about all these different art-related things that are going on seasonally, this is an institution that Santa Fe Trust supports that's there all the time for kids to learn about art. Why don't we talk about them for just a second, Kathy?
Oh, I just saw Julia, the director, the other day before I left town, and it is just a phenomenal place for children to be creative and learn about the arts. And Santa Fe is the city of the world.
Yep.
I was getting on the plane yesterday coming back from Seattle, couple of guys are coming from, going back to Stockholm. And they said, where are you going? I said, Santa Fe. They said, oh, can we come?
Sure.
Everyone knows about Santa Fe and the arts and what goes on here. Steve Bone was to be here with us today.
I was going to mention that.
He's volunteering at the Folk Art Market.
Yeah, you're Executive Vice President at Santa Fe Trust, and so he's participating, Annie, in one of these events. I think it does for a city of, what, 65, 70,000 people. It puts us on a map in such an extraordinary way because the International Folk Art Festival is the biggest and the best of that type of event in the world, and we're hosting it here.
It's incredible. It's just an incredible event, and it's just taken off in such an amazing way over the last few years.
Yeah.
It's just great. You can just feel the energy in the town. You know, there's so many local volunteers. It's really a special event. So I hope people go and support it.
I think they will, and they've been increasing their revenue every single year that they've been doing it. And in spite of the challenging economy, that's a great testimonial to, I think, the vibrancy of what they have to offer as far as products, the pricing, the international nature of it, and the fact that it's just plain fun, too, right?
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, even if you're not really a buyer and you just want to experience it and you want to have some lunch and listen to some music and dance and
right.
see your neighbor, it's great afternoon.
Okay, so everybody that's down there right now, stop at the International Folk Art Market. Stop doing what you're doing. Buy that last product and come on over here to 23 Bishopstone Road in Las Campanas, a beautiful contemporary home that Annie O'Carroll has been talking about. Annie, I want to give you the last couple of minutes here before I shift back to Kathy to sort of summarize your thoughts from an interior design standpoint about this property, the specialness of it.
Well, I think this house is very soft contemporary. I like the matte finish on the walls. They have sort of an outdoor feeling. This house does bring the outside in, I think, from a furnishing standpoint because it's very open and it is, again, contemporary with a lot of glass. There's a lot of different ways that you could really go to furnish this house to make it your own house, to put your own stamp on it. It's not so specific that it really tells you sort of what to do. I think it's one of those houses that's got a lot of versatility that you can come in and really put your own stamp on, which is great.
With all the glass in this property, from an interior design standpoint, does that create some challenges? I mean, it's a fabulous feature as far as I'm concerned, but maybe not challenges, not the right word, but with so much glass, someone would have to think and factor that into colors and fabrics and everything else, don't they?
Well, one of the wonderful discoveries that's going on in textiles is the 100% solution dyed acrylic. So if you were to put a sheer on these windows,
right.
you can see through, and the fabric of the acrylic will not rot. It will not discolor. It's really a beautiful addition to a window. But yes, there's two things. Of course, with the glass, sun control, and also privacy. So those two things we always look at. And sun really is so strong here, it really can damage your furniture and your rug. So we do treat the windows, and we try to do it as minimally as possible so that your focus isn't on the window covering, but really just kind of protection. But it also can soften a view. So that's a really great material that we've been using more and more. And then the sunshades have come back in a big way, in a big way in the last couple of years, the roller shades. And sometimes we treat from outside and pull down so that there's nothing inside. But when you need it and you're in a living room and the sun's coming through, you can drop something from the outside.
Well, she sure is good, isn't she, Kathy?
She's excellent.
Yeah, she knows her stuff.
She does. I was also thinking they have those blinds now that are so tiny that can come up from the bottom or the top.
Oh, yeah, those are great. Those are great, especially over bathtubs, any privacy area that you still want to have that view come in.
Right.
Well, Annie, I want to thank you for your useful observations, as always. And if you want to contact Annie for your own interior design needs, go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com, and then go right to the Annie O'Carroll logo. Thanks, Annie. Hang around here for a while if you can, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday, all right?
Thank you so much.
Okay. Kathy Roberts, the CEO and chairman of Santa Fe Trust. I want to shift gears here. We've got a few minutes before we have to take a break. We were talking in one of the previous segments about some of the investment strategies from a real estate standpoint that you would suggest. Any other thoughts on that area you want to offer the listeners today?
I think the other thing I wanted to mention, especially when we were talking about the fact that we have the South Dakota Charter, is that besides the perpetual trust, we also have the asset protection trusts that are available there. So just placing the situs of the trust there will allow you to do that. A lot of professionals, doctors, lawyers that have assets that they need to protect will put those in a South Dakota trust. And we have someone prepared to help your attorney do the drafting of that document and those kinds of things. Whether it be your real estate or any other kind of asset, you know, we can place those in a protection trust that if someone else is coming at you with regard to your business, that that is segregated, separate, and protected.
And so the other word that comes to mind when you're talking about this is besides being sound investment strategies, it's also strategic from the other legal issues
that's right,
that are
of
out
your
there,
life.
Yeah, of your life. Mm-hmm. Well, always excellent counsel, Kathy, and, you know, once again, delighted to have you on the show today. We're going to go into our last segment here in about a minute or so, and so I want you to hang tight here, continue your commentary. I'll tell you what, Gina, let's go ahead and take a break here on All Things Real Estate, and when we come back, we'll go into our famous Open House of the Week segment. We invite you to join us here at 23 Bishop's Dome Road here in Las Campanas. Enjoy the tour of this contemporary home. Also enjoy some food and beverages provided by Mr. Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at fnf.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
I thought indoor tanning was safe.
Right. They say their tanning rays were less likely to cause a sunburn.
What you need to know is that they can be worse. They can cause deeper skin damage because the lamps can emit more ultraviolet radiation than the sun,
up to 15 times more.
15 times?
Hello?
Not only can UV rays cause skin cancer, but they can cause ugly, wrinkly skin and age spots.
So instead of making you look cool,
they can make you look like old.
And FYI, every year there are more than 1 million new cases of skin cancer,
including melanoma, the deadliest form of skin cancer.
And the second most common cancer for women in their 20s. Yes, in their 20s.
And treatment for
skin cancer can be surgery and sometimes even
chemotherapy and radiation.
But still, more than 10,000 people will die from skin cancer each year.
You don't want to be one of them. Don't be
in the dark. Indoor tanning is out.
Be safe. Don't go there. A message from the American Academy of Dermatology. For more information, visit AAD.org.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate. Heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. If you want to buy or sell real estate and need a good partner to help you through the process, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com. And I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from this beautiful contemporary home located at 23 Bishop's Dome Road in Las Campanas. We invite you to come on over here, take a tour of this property, enjoy some food and refreshments, catch the last little segments here of excellent real estate commentary from my special guests. And the best way to get here is to simply take the exit off of 599 if you're coming that direction into Las Campanas. Take the road in until it turns into Las Campanas Drive, then look for Wild Horse, make a right on that, come through the gate, very easy, and then just drive down about a block or two and make a left on Bishop's Dome Road and follow all those Sotheby International Realty open house signs. I'm welcoming back to the show here for the last segment my good friend Kathy Roberts, the chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust, and also coming back to join us is my esteemed colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, the broker who is listing this beautiful property, Mr. Alan Vorenberg, and I see that his wife, Ann, has also joined us. But she's not going to come on the air, I guess. We can't force her into that. So she's sneaking over here with a bottle of water for Alan so we can make sure that his vocal cords are good for this last segment. Now that you've taken a drink, Alan, I'm going to let you sort of walk through sort of a summary for the listeners about all the beautiful features of this property.
Thank you, Ray. I appreciate it. Well, we're sitting here on a lovely portal looking at a great view of the Western Mountains, the Hemas, just a lovely day. From the portal, you can access back inside the house into a beautiful, large, light living room, formal dining room right behind me. And out here on the portal is a built-in kitchen and a wood oven, a fireplace for cooking pizza. The owner of the house is a chef. It's got a great chef's kitchen and a beautiful glass-enclosed casual dining area that really just brings the outside in. It's got a wonderful master suite with his and her closets, really luxurious master bath with a Kohler spa shower and a 34-inch deep jetted tub. It's just a lovely contemporary house.
Now, Kathy, you've heard a lot of the Sotheby International Realty broker colleagues of mine talk about their properties during these remote broadcasts, but I think if Alan ever wants to substitute for me on the radio show, he's got a great voice.
He's got a great voice.
He has a great voice and a great way of delivering sort of in a very sort of friendly fashion information about this lovely property. And I need to remind you, my friend, this fabulous price.
We do have the price. It's a very attractive price on this house. It's $750,000, 3,300 square feet of roster construction on over 2 acres with great privacy and views. I don't believe personally that there's another house in Santa Fe County at $750,000 really that compares with this one.
Well, that's a bold statement, but I think for purposes of today's exercise and what we have seen, I think you are right on the mark on that point, Alan, and that's an encouragement to everyone that's out there. Maybe you're enjoying the Folk Art Festival downtown, but come on out here. Alan's going to be out here till 4 o'clock today, I believe, doing your open house, right?
Yes, we'll be here until 4 today. If you can't make it out today, please don't hesitate to give us a call. It's a very easy house to show and to see. Happy to schedule an appointment and show the house anytime.
And for purposes of people who don't take your hands off the steering wheel, but if you're driving right now, pull over because Alan's going to give you his phone number, the best way to call him to set up a private appointment. Go ahead.
Certainly you can call me at 505-954-5515.
And if you go to the allthingsrealestateradio.com site, you'll actually see a beautiful picture. You can click on it of 23 Bishop's Dome Road, and right there will be all the contact information for Alan and Ann Vorenberg. Kathy, wanted to give you, we got several minutes here before we conclude the show, but give you a chance before we go back into some trust-related issues to talk about your impressions of this property.
Oh, it's just a fabulous property. I love the fact that it's all on one level, personally. I just think that's fabulous. But when you come in and you're greeted with the light and the skies and the windows, you know, it's just wonderful. And that master bedroom, that
is pretty special.
It is pretty special.
You know, Alan, Kathy points out a good thing, and it's something that we as real estate brokers are encountering more and more. I guess it's sort of the aging of the baby boomer population. She talked about the single level. That's becoming incredibly critical to a lot of buyers these days, isn't it?
Very true. The vast majority of the market seems to be looking for single level, and this is a single level home. So very easy in that aspect.
Mm-hmm. And I should remind everyone, which I didn't do when we heard our famous theme music there for this last segment, that the Open House of the Week segment is always brought to us by our good friends, the professionals at Wynn Home Inspections. I need to get that in there because those professionals are probably listening to the show and they would call me later on. So, Kathy, before we go out of the show here, I'm going to give Alan the last word, but let's sort of summarize some strategies for people today who are listening about real estate investment trust issues.
The other thing that people are doing with their real estate is sometimes they're putting them into vehicles that have charitable intent at a later date. And so I just finished visiting my hometown and visiting my family's property, and my sister said, well, you know, we're having a renter move out. Let's remodel it. Let it be available to the church or whoever wants to use it for teas or overnights and that, because none of us are using it. You can still draw an income from those kinds of properties that you might be renting or, you know, doing something else with over time and then leave something for your church or alma mater later through the property. You could do the opposite. It can be a lead where you know, you sell property inside the trust and then provide something for the charity, take the income, and it reduces your tax liability. So there are a variety of vehicles that people are using and looking at. Even though they keep the property over a longer amount of time, then plan for your charitable intent.
And you pointed out earlier that this particular property here again at 23 Bishop's Dome Road is ideal as an investment strategy vehicle, isn't it?
Partially because of the price.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't get this kind of price, as you said, in Las Campanas. And then it's a beautiful property.
Yeah.
So let's say that you're, you know, in your later years, like us baby boomers, or looking for the single-level property, and then you think, well, maybe I'm going to be there for 15 years, and then I want to do something else with it.
Right.
Then the planning up front becomes really important and can help you with tax considerations, et cetera, later.
Mm-hmm. You, Alan, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Santa Fe Trust, the largest chartered trust company, independent trust company here in New Mexico, very well regarded. And as I, Kathy always laughs at me at this, my math is always so good. 50% of her clients are in the state, which means that another half are out of the state. So
isn't
she
brilliant?
that's why I'm a real estate broker, because I know the numbers. The question I was going to ask is that you tour the country all the time because so many of your clients are out of town. I'm just curious, as a professional owner of a company, well-regarded professional in the industry, what's your general view of the economy these days?
You know, I know there is some pessimism still out there, but things like property and looking at real estate, which I do everywhere I go.
Yeah, you are a junkie in that regard.
I am a junkie. I look everywhere I go, and values are starting to go back up.
Yeah.
If you're going to buy, I think now is the time to buy,
mm-hmm.
Because you're going to get an incredible opportunity for upscale. I've always thought real estate was a great investment, had at 1.5 houses in different places of the United States. And you have to manage it. You have to do all the right things by it. But it remains a great investment.
A great vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as always, Kathy Roberts, we've got about a minute or so here. I'm going to give that last minute to Alan Vorenberg to talk about this property before we go out. But if anyone's interested in pursuing some of the investment strategies that Kathy Roberts talked about, there are two ways of getting to her. One is to go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com. Right there prominently on that page is the big Santa Fe Trust logo. You can click on it and then connect with Kathy and all of her colleagues, including Steve Bone, who was not here today. But if someone wanted to give you a call right now.
Call us anytime. You can get me by calling 505-984-2700.
Mm-hmm.
You can click on our website and send us an email, and we'll call you back right away.
That's a good way of getting some good, sound investment strategy counsel from Kathy Roberts of Santa Fe Trust. Alan Vorenberg, listing broker of 23 Bishop's Dome Road. Any last thoughts you want to share with the listeners about this fabulous listing? You've had a lot of them over the years. This one must be one of the more special ones for you, huh?
It really is. Thanks, Ray. It's just a wonderful property, many outstanding features. The finishes of the home are just lovely. The polished concrete floors look a bit like terrazzo tile. The solid maple cabinetry, polished flagstone counters, slate tile and floors in the bath, just many, many beautiful features, certainly not the least of which is the lot itself, over 2 acres, looking at beautiful, beautiful views. And probably the most outstanding feature, again, as you said, is the price at $750,000. I hope you can make it out to take a look today. If not, happy to show it any time. It's very easy to see. You can also see it on the web just by clicking, going to the address, 23bishopsdome.com, or you can see that in any of our other listings at our website, santafebeautifulhomes.com.
Well, excellent summary, and I want to thank Alan Vorenberg for hosting this terrific open house today, and I invite you again, as he just said, to stop by 23 Bishop's Dome Road right here in Las Campanas. Take a tour of this very nice contemporary home. Thank you, Kathy Roberts, CEO of Santa Fe Trust, for co-hosting the show today. And thanks to Ron Blessy and Annie O'Caro for their guest commentary. Gino Thompson, my producer, as well as Braden and Nick, my technicians, as well as Kate, Debbie, and John at Sotheby's International Realty. Thanks very much for bringing a terrific show to our loyal listeners today. Thank you for tuning into the program, and please join me next Sunday for another remote broadcast from 42 Hartstone Drive off of Tano Road West. So until next Sunday, right here on 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.